Mother, why did Daddy switch to Postum?
Your father says there's no caffeine in Postum, nothing to spoil your sleep, and your father knows best.
Yes, it's Father Knows Best, transcribed in Hollywood, starring Robert Young as Father. A half-hour visit with your neighbors, the Andersons. Brought to you by Instant Postum, the good-tasting drink that's entirely caffeine-free, and by Post 40% Bran Flakes, America's largest-selling Bran Flakes. How true it is that the other person's job always looks easier than our own. And it's always such a simple matter to tell the other person what to do and how to do it. Just observe what's going on at the white frame house on Maple Street this Friday morning. The Anderson family is at breakfast, and things are fairly normal. But just watch. We're in the Anderson's breakfast room where Margaret is saying...
So then I called for volunteers to head up our next paper drive. First I called on Mrs. Gibson to volunteer, and she said she had relatives coming from the east.
Pass the syrup, please.
Then I called on Mrs. Carlton to volunteer. And she said she has a 2-year-old child and goes to a ceramics class and I don't know what all.
Pass the syrup, Dad.
The whole trouble is that there are about 4 or 5 women who do all the work. And I hate to keep piling things on them.
Pass the syrup, Bud.
I'm not done yet.
Well, hurry up. You're just supposed to put a little syrup on top of your hotcakes, not float them in it.
Keep your rompers on, Tallulah.
Oh, I guess I could ask Mrs. Davis to head up the paper drive, but after the way the last one got balled up, I hate to ask her. The trucks came the wrong day, the wind came up, the twine for tying the bundles was misplaced. Everything went wrong. What do you think I ought to do, dear?
Pass the syrup, Bud.
I'm next on it, Father. That is, if Lord Baltimore there ever gets through pouring.
I get about as much cooperation around here as I do at the school mothers' club.
Well, honey, I've told you time and again, your main trouble is that you girls don't organize things. You try to run everything like a tea party instead of a business.
Oh, if you knew what some of our problems were,
it doesn't
you...
matter what the problems are, if you just tackle a project the same way a man approaches a business problem.
And pray tell, just what is this magic approach a man uses?
Well, it's, well, he surveys a situation, makes a decision, and takes the necessary action.
Just like that, eh?
Sure. If one simple direct phone call will accomplish a job, he does it. And gets it done right then. He doesn't fool around appointing committees and calling for volunteers and worrying about ceramics classes and all that.
May I point out...
Okay, sis, the syrup's all yours.
Are you sure you've got enough?
May I point out...
Oh, fine, not a drop left. Mother, is there any more syrup?
I don't know. Try the cooler. Jim, may I point
Mom.
Out... What is it, Bud?
I don't like to criticize, but these hotcakes are awful soggy.
I wonder why.
Jim, may I point out that running an office where you have paid help is a good deal different from running a volunteer civic group.
Doesn't have to be. You women just think it's different, and that's the root of your whole trouble. A man wouldn't run it that way.
Well, we've tried to get men interested in helping, but they all say they don't have time.
Well, you've scared them into thinking it takes a lot of time with all this fall-de-rall you go through. If it's done right, it shouldn't take any time at all.
It shouldn't, huh?
Of course not. Take this paper drive that's got all of you in a dither. What's there to a paper drive? You set a date and do it.
Is that the way you'd handle it?
Certainly.
Well, sounds wonderful.
Not wonderful, just sensible.
Well, that's fine, dear. You're appointed.
Huh?
You are the new chairman of the paper drive.
Well, now, just a minute, honey. I don't have the time.
Oh, it doesn't take any time if it's done right.
Yes, but, Margaret, I've got some extra work at the office this month, and...
I'll get it. I think it's Ralph.
A little simple direct action will accomplish the job.
Hello, Ralph? Who? Oh, excuse me. Just a minute. It's for you, Mother.
I'd like to do it, Margaret, but I've got too much work this month.
Hello? Oh, hello, Mrs. Davis. Oh, well, you don't need to worry about that anymore. Jim is going to handle it.
What?
Yes, he volunteered this morning.
Oh, me.
Tell him what? Congratulations, Father.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell him, but he has a lot of wonderful plans of his own. Well, all right, Mrs. Davis, thank you for calling. Goodbye. She has a lot of information on the other paper drives we've had, but I don't suppose you'll want any of that.
Hmm.
Morning, Mommy.
Good morning, Angel. You finally decided to get up.
Uh-huh. And I got up happy like you told me to.
Well, that's fine.
Are you happy this morning, Daddy?
Yeah, sure.
Morning, Betty. Morning, Bud.
Oh, sit down.
Ah, turn blue.
Now, Kathy. You can start on your orange juice, and Betty will make you some hotcakes.
I've got to get upstairs and finish dressing. And besides, there's no more syrup.
No syrup?
Bud used it all.
Just had a little dab is all.
And jelly is just as good. I'll make the cakes. You sit down, Angel.
You can make me some more, too, Mom. And not so soggy this time.
Daddy?
Huh?
Why are you staring off into space?
Oh, I didn't realize I was doing that.
Kathy, you can be proud of your father. He's going to head the paper drive at school.
He is? Oh, gee, Daddy, isn't that wonderful? Gosh, you sure are lucky, Daddy.
Yeah.
I'd better call Patty Davis and tell her the good news.
Well, don't do it now. Eat your breakfast first.
Well, Margaret, I'll tell you one thing. If I have to do this job, I'll do it right.
I know you will. That's why I appointed you.
And I'll get it done right now.
The officers will certainly be glad to hear that.
Let's see now. I guess the first thing to do is set a date for it.
That's right.
You're really cooking now, Dad.
Hurry up with my hotcakes, Mommy.
I'm doing the best I can.
Well, let's see. Next Friday ought to be as good a day as any. Make it Friday. Tell your committee that, Margaret. Then you'd better announce it in the paper or put it in a school bulletin or however you do it.
Well, that's up to you how you want it announced.
It is, huh?
Well, certainly. Watch out, Kathy. These are hot.
Where's mine?
No, don't rush me. Dear, before you announce anything, you'd better check that date.
Check it? With whom?
Well, with the programming committee to see if there are any conflicts. And also with the Ways and Means Committee to see if they can get some twine by then and arrange for plenty of helpers for that day. And you'd also better check with the trucking company to see if they can make the pickups that day.
Well, now, there's a lot of that falderall I've been talking about. If I set it for Friday, it'll be Friday, and everyone will have to arrange their work to fit that. And it'll work out fine. Friday is the day.
Dad.
All right. Do it your way.
Dad.
I intend to.
Dad.
Yes?
You can't have it next Friday.
Why can't I?
They're letting all the schools out that day so the kids can go down to the auditorium and hear Mr. What's-his-name.
Oh, yes, that's right. Congressman Linnett is going to be in town that day.
Yeah, that's him. Congressman What's-his-name. He's going to talk on the objections to youth.
Bud, it's the objectives of youth.
Well, if it can't be Friday, we'll make it next Thursday.
Daddy.
Still no problem. Nothing to make a fuss about.
Daddy.
Yes, kitten?
You can't have it Thursday.
Why not?
That's bicycle license day.
It's what?
Oh, that's right. They have men from the police department there all morning so the children can register their bicycles and either renew their licenses or get new ones.
Hmm. Do these kids ever have any time for school?
If you can think of any way of cutting it down, Dad, I'm for it.
Well, let's make it next Wednesday, then.
Oh, that's awfully soon. That doesn't give them much notice.
Well, maybe that's good. Get it over fast. Yes, I think we'll settle on Wednesday. That's it.
All right. Well, you'd better call the Crossman Company, then.
Call the what?
The Crossman Company. They're the ones who buy the papers from us. You'd better notify them to have the trucks there that day.
Oh, well, all right. Where is the phone? Oh, here it is.
Oh, wait, Dad. Let me use the phone first. I want to catch Joe Phillips before he leaves for school.
All right, but hurry it up. I've got to get to the office.
I've got to call Patty and tell her about Daddy being the paper driver.
Hello? Is that you, Joe? This is Bud. You home? Yeah, I'm home, too.
Hurry up, Bud.
Have you left for school yet? No, I haven't left yet.
I can see why this call had to be rushed through.
Well, what'd you want, Joe? Huh? Oh, that's right. I called you, didn't I?
Bud, hang up.
Well, I'll see you at school, Joe. Okay, bye.
Have you got your important business all taken care of now?
Can I call Patty now?
No, I've got some important phony to do.
Yes, leave your father alone now, Kathy. You finish your breakfast. You too, Bud.
I don't feel very hungry this morning.
Hello, is this the Crossman Company? Well, I'm calling for the, Margaret, what am I calling for?
The, Emerson School Mothers Club.
Oh, the Emerson School Mothers Club. About the paper drive. Yes, it's going to be Wednesday of next week, and we'd like your trucks to make a pickup. Well, why not? No, Thursday and Friday are out. Next Tuesday?
That's too soon.
That's too soon. Well, we'll have to check with you later on this. Yeah, all right. Goodbye. There's a smart guy trying to tell me how to run my business.
Well, they've been handling all our drives for years now.
No, maybe so, but they've handled their last one as far as I'm concerned. I'm going to call some other outfit. Somebody who's willing to show a little cooperation and be there Wednesday. And where's that phone book again?
Well, Jim, I still think the week after next would be better than having it on...
Oh, here we are in the classified section. Yes, there's several other outfits. Now, here's a good one. Bigler and Sons.
I'll get that. Probably Joe calling back.
No, I'll get it. Hello? Oh, just a minute. It's for Betty. Someone go and call her.
Hey, sis. Phone.
Telephone, Betty.
Tell her to hurry.
On the double, Tallulah.
It's that darn Ralph calling her. I never will get to the office today.
No, it's still early, dear.
It won't be when they get through talking.
Telephone for me?
That's the general idea. It's Ralph, so cut it short. I've got a lot of important phoning to do.
Yes, Father. Hello, Ralph. Oh, pretty good. How are you?
You can take that up later.
A surprise? Well, what is it? Oh, please tell me. Come on now, Ralph. Tell me.
Yes, for goodness sakes, tell her.
Well, let's see. A bracelet?
Tell him you'll call him back.
What? Oh. Yes, that sounds wonderful, Ralph. Yes, I'll see you at school. Goodbye.
Some surprise. He's going to take me to a track meet next Saturday.
May I use the phone now?
I can hardly wait.
What I don't understand is why he had to call you up when he's going to see you at school in about 10 minutes. Hello? Biglers? I'm calling about a paper drive, and I wonder if your trucks could handle the job next Wednesday. No, Tuesday and Thursday are out. How about Friday? Good.
Friday's out too, dear. Don't you remember?
Congressman Linneman's going to talk.
Oh, yeah. Friday's no good either. What's that? Good, that's a deal. Make it next Saturday.
No, Jim.
Fine, that's Emerson Grade School. Right, goodbye. Well, that's settled.
But, dear, Saturday's not a school day.
I know it, but I've got a better idea. Instead of depending on the kids to lug a few scraggly bundles to school, I'll get all the fathers with station wagons, and we'll go around and pick up all the papers in the area ourselves. Might as well do this thing upright.
Well, I hope it works out all right.
It will.
I'll get it. Probably Joe. Hello? Who? Well, just a minute. Betty, you again.
Me?
It's Ralph.
Oh. Hello. Yes. Oh, really? Oh, that's a shame. Well, I'll try to bear up under it. Thanks for calling, Ralph. Goodbye.
Hooray! Good news. The track meet's been called off.
It has. What for?
Big rain predicted for Saturday.
Rain? Oh, no. Margaret, I resign.
Resign? Dear, you're just getting started.
Looks to me like Jim is going to have to call on all his resources to stay cool and calm. And say, if you haven't been as calm lately as you'd like to be, here's a word of advice from Ed Prentice.
How have you been feeling these days, friend? Have you been sort of jittery, on edge, just not your old self? Well, it could be the caffeine in your coffee or tea that's been bothering you, stealing your sleep and making you nervous. I know, because caffeine bothered me plenty until I switched to Postum. Good old instant Postum. Why don't you make the switch yourself? Believe you me, Postum really works. It ought to. It's absolutely caffeine-free. Contains no caffeine, none whatsoever. So you see, Instant Postum is a drink you can enjoy anytime without risking coffee nerves, without losing your sleep. Now, of course, caffeine doesn't bother everybody. Lots of folks can handle it okay. But if it troubles you, just make a simple, easy switch to Postum. Try Postum for 10 days. Why not? See if you're not sleeping better, looking and feeling better, too. Thanks to Instant Postum. Oh, and say, the kids will like Postum, too. See if they don't. And, of course, you can give them Postum often, because there's nothing in Postum to harm them. Yes, sir. Postum's the drink for the whole family. Get a jar tomorrow.
I don't know, you'd think that organizing a paper drive for the school's mother's club would be a fairly simple operation. Anyway, that's what Jim Anderson thought. As he said, the trouble with the way the women handle it is that they make it too complicated. All you have to do is run the thing on a simple, business-like basis. Well, he took the job yesterday morning at about 8:30. At 8:45, he tried to resign. How are things this Saturday morning? He still has the job.
All right, honey. I'll make it for a week from next Wednesday.
Where are you, Father?
In the den, Princess.
There shouldn't be any trouble getting the trucks out with that much advance notice.
I'll just tell them that's the day we're going to have it, and that will be that.
Here's the mail, Father.
Oh, thank you.
I think I'll call Mrs. Phillips and tell her what you've decided. She can put an announcement in the paper.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Hello? Helen? This is Margaret.
What's this?
Well, Jim has decided on the day for the paper drive at school. Yes. A week from next Wednesday.
Margaret, wait. Hold everything.
Oh, excuse me, Helen. What is it, dear?
Can't have it a week from Wednesday. The insurance underwriters are going to be in town. Let her hear from the home office.
Oh, dear. Hello, Helen. Jim just told me that Wednesday is out. Hold the line a minute. What about Tuesday?
Well, it's out of the question, honey. They're going to be in town all week.
All week?
Well, I can't help it. This is business. This is our living.
Hello, Helen. Well, I don't know what we're going to do. No, I don't think he's deliberately trying to get out of it.
Explain to her, Margaret. This is my job.
Something has come up at the office. You know how those things are.
Don't make it sound so flimsy. This is important.
He says it's something quite important.
Margaret, don't say it that way. It is important.
Well, I don't know. Just a minute. Helen wants to know if you're going to drop the whole thing.
I'm not dropping it. This has come up. It's business. There's nothing I can do. Can't you explain it to her?
Hello, Helen. Well, Jim seems to feel... All right, I'll talk to you later about it. Goodbye.
Honey, why didn't you explain?
I did explain, the best I could.
Did she believe it?
I doubt it.
No.
Well, dear, if you want to give it up, all you have to do
is... I didn't say I was giving it up. I simply said...
Father, if you're looking for old newspapers for your paper drive, Janie Liggett says her father's cleaning out the garage today.
Dear, I don't think your father's going to run the paper drive after all.
What happened? Was it too much for you?
Now, just a minute.
Hi, Dad. You in here?
No, I'm seining catfish in the Missouri River.
Joe Phillips said his dad was talking about the paper drive.
Oh?
Joe's dad said you were pretty smart.
Said I was?
Yeah. He said he admires a guy who knows when to quit.
Have you, Daddy?
Certainly not. Where do people get these crazy ideas? I'm going to take care of it.
Well, if you're going to be busy the week after next and you can't do it next week, when are you going to do it?
Well, I'll do it. I'll find some time, somehow.
When, dear?
Confound it. I'll do it today.
Today? How are you going to do it?
Very simply. I'll round up a lot of fathers, let them go around in their cars, gather up the papers, and stack them in the schoolyard. When the papers are there, I'll have a truck come out and pick them up, and that's all there'll be to it.
But, dear...
There's no point in complicating it, Margaret. The best way is always the simplest way.
I agree with Dad. Do it simple.
Can I help, Daddy?
All you kids can help. Kathy, you go over and tell Mrs. Fleming that if Mr. Fleming isn't busy, I'd like to have him bring his station wagon over.
Okay, I'll go right over.
Are you going to do all this today?
Certainly. Do it and get it over with. There's nothing so difficult about gathering up old papers and taking them to the school grounds.
Joe's father has a trailer.
Good. Go over and ask him if he'll pitch in for a couple of hours today hauling papers.
I think it's a house trailer.
Well, he can use his car. Let's keep this thing as simple and easy as possible.
I don't know if there is an easy way to haul papers.
Oh, go ahead, Bud. You line up Joe Phillips' dad.
Okay, I'll try it.
Dear, if you're going to have all these people...
You have to delegate authority, Margaret. Somebody has to take a position of leadership and start the ball rolling.
I just want to be sure which way the ball is going to roll.
Father, I've been thinking.
Huh?
The back end of Ralph's car comes off pretty easily.
Fine. Remind me not to ride back there.
No, what I was thinking, it would make into kind of a truck. Maybe he'd like to help.
Fine idea, Princess. This will be an historic day if Ralph and that car can perform some useful service.
I'll go right over and ask him.
You see, Margaret, these things are not difficult if you take a simple, direct approach. I'll phone Ed Lewis. He has a station wagon. Hello, Ed. This is Jim Anderson. Ed, I suppose you've heard about the paper drive for the school. Well, I'm sort of the chairman, and I was wondering if you'd be free for a couple of hours today. Yeah, with your station wagon. Yeah? Oh, she's over at the Jameson. All right, I'll call her and have her call you. Fine, Ed. Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
Well?
His wife has the station wagon, and she's over at the Jamesons. What's their phone number?
It was changed just a few days ago. It's not in the book. I know Mrs. Wilbur has their new number.
Well, what's Mrs. Wilbur's number?
It's in my book someplace here.
Ah, we're getting action now. Hello?
Father?
Yes?
This is Betty. I'm over at Ralph's.
Oh, what'd he say?
He says he'll be glad to help pick up papers, but he can't get the back of his car off.
Oh, fine.
Ralph says he can get it off if you'll bring over an end wrench.
Dad.
What kind of an end wrench?
I don't know. A wrench with an end on it, I guess.
Dad.
Just a minute, Betty. What is it, Bud?
Joe's dad says it's okay, but he doesn't have a hitch for his trailer. Have you got a trailer hitch?
What kind of a trailer hitch?
He just needs an end wrench, Father.
No, I'm talking to Bud, Betty.
He didn't say what kind. Just a hitch to hitch trailers, I guess.
Father? Hello?
Yes?
If you're looking for a trailer hitch, Ralph has one.
He has? Wait a minute, Bud. Betty says Ralph has a trailer hitch. Maybe Joe's father could borrow it.
Joe's father doesn't know Ralph's father.
Oh, me.
How's it going, dear? Nice and simple?
Now, Margaret, please. Hello, Betty?
Yes?
Tell Ralph I'll try to find a wrench. If I can, I'll send Bud over with it.
I gotta go back to Joe's. He's waiting.
All right, Father.
Goodbye.
Oh, here's Mrs. Wilbur's number. 3341.
What's that for?
She has Mrs. Jameson's number, and Mrs. Lewis is over there with the station wagon.
Oh, yeah. Well...
Daddy?
Yes, kitten?
Mr. Fleming is downtown, but Mrs. Fleming says you can call him.
Joe's father can't haul the trailer without a hitch.
Mr. Fleming's number is 2637. Or is it 2736?
Well, never mind, kitten. I'll,
Somebody at the back door.
Your door, shrimp.
Okay, okay.
What'll I tell Joe's dad, Dad?
Well...
Are you going to call Mrs. Wilbur, dear?
There must be an easier way to pick up old papers.
Daddy, there's somebody at the door to see you.
Me? Who is it?
It's a little boy from school, Woody Sherman. He wants to talk to you. He says it's business.
Business, huh?
What should I do, Dad?
Just a minute, Bud. Well, hello there, young man.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. I'm Woody Sherman.
How do you do, Woody? What can I do for you?
Well, Mr. Anderson, they told me you were going to run the paper drive for our school.
Well, there have been rumors to that effect.
How's it going?
How's it going? Oh, fairly well, I guess. Why?
Well, if we get enough papers for our school, we're going to get a television set. And I'm worried.
Oh?
Every year when the grown-ups say they're going to have a paper drive, they keep putting it off.
They do?
Then when they do it, they get it all fouled up.
Oh, you don't say.
They don't realize how important it is to us kids.
So?
So I'm starting out gathering up the papers myself. I got my wagon here, and I'm going around getting papers. It's the only way. You just got to go out and get them.
Woody, I think you have something there. Come in the house.
Thank you.
Margaret?
Yes, dear?
This young man has solved our problem.
Oh?
There's just one simple way to handle his paper drive, the way he's doing it, with his little wagon.
You going to go around with a wagon?
Nope. I'm going to rent a big truck, Bud. You and I and Woody are going to cover the neighborhood ourselves.
With a truck? Oh, boy. I'll get Joe and Joe's dad and Claude Mesner and his dad.
And I'll get my dad.
And I'll get my dad. Hey, we've already got him.
After all your worrying and struggling, dear, the solution was really so simple. It took a little boy to figure it out.
Hmm. You know something, honey? This younger generation may amount to something after all.
For goodness sake, eat Post Bran Flakes. So good and so good for you.
You know, that swell little melody always reminds me that life is swell when you keep well. Another thing it reminds me of is new Post 40% Bran Flakes, because they really are good and so good for you. You see, something wonderful has happened to Bran. Today's new Post Bran Flakes are delicious. Yes, Post Bran Flakes now have a new magic oven flavor and crisper texture that's fast making it the favorite cereal of folks everywhere. And mighty important, too, every bowlful gives you those vital, keep regular benefits Bran is famous for. That's why, Mother, I suggest that you buy new Post 40% Bran Flakes when you shop this weekend. They're America's largest selling Bran Flakes. They're good, and so good for you.
Any old papers? Magazines? If you want to get rid of your old papers, you'd better hurry. That truck that Jim Anderson is driving down Maple Street has just about all it can carry. Brother, look at that load. Oh, here he comes. Pulling up in front of the white frame house.
Margaret!
Margaret!
For heaven's sake, where in the world did you find all those papers?
Not bad, huh?
You're in the wrong business. You should be a junk man.
I'm seriously thinking of it.
Where are the children?
Oh, they're up on top of the load, reading the comics. The Springfield Tribune of 1917.
You must have tons of papers.
5 or 6 tons, anyway.
Oh, by the way, dear, Mrs. Patterson called. She said she'd given you a bundle of magazines.
Yeah, that was one of the first bundles we picked up.
Where would it be?
Oh, clear down to the bottom of the load. Why?
She said there was a gardening magazine in the bundle. She'd like to have it back.
That's all. See you later, Margaret.
Join us again next week when we'll be back with Father Knows Best, starring Robert Young as Jim Anderson. Until then, good night and good luck from the makers of Post 40% Bran Flakes, America's largest selling Bran Flakes, and Instant Postum, the drink that's entirely caffeine-free. In our cast were Rhoda Williams as Betty, Dorothy Lovett, Ted Donaldson, Helen Strom, and Dick Beals.
It's the best hot cereal you ever ate.
Post Wheat Meal, the best hot cereal anybody ever ate. Rich and delicious with a nut-like flavor you'll never want to miss. And hot Post Wheat Meal is so good for you. Packed full of solid whole wheat nourishment, especially good for children. Post Wheat Meal takes just 3 minutes to cook. Get the big family economy size with a picture of Roy Rogers on the package. Post Wheat Meal,
the best hot cereal you ever ate.
Important message for girls who are high school graduates or college students. Because of the increasing need for graduate nurses, you now have the opportunity for an interesting and richly rewarding career as a nurse. For information, go to your nearest hospital or collegiate school of nursing. Father Knows Best, based on characters created by Ed James, was transcribed in Hollywood and written by Paul West and Roswell Rogers. This is Bill Foreman speaking.
Tonight, play Truth or Consequences on NBC.